One of the greatest myths of our modern age is that man was created in a kind of amoral state. This was the so-called state of nature that was taken as a starting point by all the naturalistic philosophers going all the way back to Hobbes in the 1600s, then being carried on, Locke, and Rousseau in the 1700s, and so forth. They all presupposed, as a starting point, man as a polyspiritual animal, really, and also a polysexual animal, all moral and random and free in both his spirituality and sexuality. The Bible tells us something very different. Because in this naturalistic conception of things, morality, marriage, and so forth were all social conventions that were imposed upon the freedom of man for certain purposes. And while they may have served some kind of an evolutionary purpose at some point, in order to further the species, we in our modern age have now advanced beyond the need for such constraints, and we need to return to our original freedom. That is the modern myth. The Bible teaches us something very different. It teaches us that our first state and the way that we were created and what explained the blessedness of our creation was the fact that we were created for monogamy in two different ways. We were created for spiritual monogamy to the living God. And as God loved us with his whole self, so we were to love God with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength. And second only to being this spiritual being made in God's image, we were created a sexual being made male and female. And reflective of the spiritual love monogamy that we were created for with the living God, God created us for a sexual monogamy within marriage. And because God pledges himself to us forever and takes an oath in order to do it, so God would have us pledge husband and wife lifelong commitment and oath of loyalty and monogamy to one another in marriage. It is all a picture of the love that God has had for us and that God wants us to return to him. That's what's being repictured in marriage. So, biblically, marriage is not a function of sexuality. Rather, sexuality is a function of marriage. Sexuality is a function of monogamy. That's the way the Bible presents it. And the constraints of marriage are not limitations on our blessedness and happiness and freedom. Quite the opposite. They are privileges. Marriage is in the Bible like pearl earrings or a diamond necklace. They are extravagances of God that are entirely unnecessary, but in the same way that an exquisite chocolate does, or an exquisite wine, or a diamond necklace, they bring beauty, they bring glory, they are privileges. In the same way, marriage and the monogamy there and the sex that is confined there, through which God uses to produce new creatures, new human beings, sons and daughters in his own image. This is all privilege. And one of the privileges is that we begin to learn to love the way God loves. We can't love him back precisely the same way that he loves us. This is something that C.S. Lewis points out in Mere Christianity and in other ways. Our love will always be responsive to God's love. It will always be dependent on his love because he's the creator and we're the creatures. But in marriage, we begin to be able to actually, in some degree, love the way that God loves. We can love first in marriage. That's what God loves. He loves first. We respond to him. In marriage, we can love first. We get to love in marriage unmeritedly. And we get to love someone who is, while they correspond to us and answer to us, they are fundamentally other from us. They're fundamentally different from us, even as we are different from God. We correspond to him because we're made in his image. But we're creatures. We're other than him. He loves that which is other than him. And so in marriage, we get to love someone who corresponds to us and who is equal with us, but we get to love someone who is nevertheless fundamentally other, and not only in the way that they look, but also to a certain extent the way they think, the way they need, the way they love. That's a privilege, because that's the way God loves. And so God has given us this privilege of growing up into his image. And so marriage and the monogamy that it demands opens up a portal to us, an opportunity to us, a privilege. And that's the way that we should look at it. That is what is being lost in our modern age. That is what is being trashed in our modern age. So we are seeing it all wrong from top to bottom. We can rejoice as Christians as what God has done to us. If we simply take the time, with marriage as with everything else, every time the world tells us that God is a killjoy, that God is killing our happiness, that God is killing our real freedom and our glory and our opportunity to flourish, if we simply take the time to look into the scriptures and to think about it, we realize that that is exactly backwards, exactly backwards. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.